Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabine, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 44 found in Grade 8, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 44 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 104 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 44. In Part A of this question, the student is asked if the given expression is simplified correctly and to explain how that answer was determined. In Part B, the student is asked to simplify a different expression. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response for Part A states that the expression was not simplified correctly because the exponents were multiplied instead of added. Any other valid response would also be acceptable. For Part B, the correct way to simplify the expression is 2xy to the fourth power. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 106. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. This response is complete and correct. In Part A, the student has shown a thorough understanding that the way to multiply exponents is to add the exponential values. In addition, the simplified expression provided in Part B is correct. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is another score point 3 response. The work shown in Part A adequately demonstrates an understanding of the laws of exponents. The answer provided in Part B is also correct. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 2. In Part A, the explanation is mathematically sound. However, a calculation error results in an incorrect mathematical statement. The student has written 10x to the negative fourth power in the rewritten expression instead of 10x squared. The answer in Part B is correct. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is also a score point 2. The explanation in Part A correctly explains the laws of exponents. However, the answer provided in Part B is incorrect. Let's review the fifth guide paper, which is another score point 1. In this response, the explanation in Part A is incorrect. However, the answer in Part B is correct. This paper demonstrates the student has only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. In the sixth guide paper, which is a score point 1, we find that the explanation in Part A is once again incorrect. Only the answer in Part B is correct and receives credit. The seventh and last guide paper for this question is score point 0. In this response, the explanation in Part A is incorrect. The correct coefficient and a correct exponential value for one of the two variables in Part B is not enough to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Please take a moment to review these seven papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 44, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 44. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 81. Even though the explanation is brief, it is enough to show understanding of the laws of exponents. Part B is also correct. This response earns a score point 3. Next is Practice Set 82. In this paper, the explanation in Part A is incorrect. In Part B, the exponents of the 2 variables in the answer are correct, but the coefficient is incorrect. Note that the student has shown some work next to Part B. According to scoring policy number 1, since this is not a show your work question, the work shown cannot be considered. This response receives a score point 0. In practice set 83, the explanation in Part A is incorrect. Although the 2 exponential values provided are correct, the student has explained that simplifying means adding all the numbers, which is an incorrect process. Only the answer in Part B is correct, so this paper receives a score point 1. Let's move on to Practice Set 84. Like the previous paper, this response only receives credit for Part B and receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 85. In this response, Part A is correct, but the expression in Part B is not simplified correctly. Therefore, this response receives a score point 2. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.